CJAD 800.
How's your credit card balance looking these days? Yeah, the January, it is the tough month, of course, because we may have spent a little too much or even more than usual because we went into the holiday season. Well, the good news is that credit card perks are going to apparently sweeten in 2018 as the competition heats up. Let's get some insight in terms of what is your best credit card to get for if you want cash back, loyalty rewards, or even if you have to carry that balance. John Schmuel is with lowestrates.ca. Good morning, John.
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for your time this morning. Is 2018 a little more consumer-friendly when it comes to credit cards?
Oh, definitely. We've seen a lot of credit card companies basically falling over themselves to offer better deals to consumers, whether it's better sign-up bonuses, better rewards, more cash back. The competition is definitely heating up.
Is there one above all the others that you sort of point to and say, this is your best deal, consumer? Or are they kind of, even when it comes to opportunities for you to take advantage of?
There's a few different credit cards, and it really comes down to what you're looking for, right? Some people love travel rewards. We recently did a review of all the travel rewards cards, and, we found the Scotiabank American Express Gold card to be a really great card, kind of the leader of the pack. I would advise people to do their research before they get any particular card. And the reason for that one is it has such a great sign-up bonus when you first sign up to it. There are a couple of drawbacks, of course. Not everyone takes American Express, so you might not be able to collect them so quickly. So there's some great MasterCard options and Visa. When it comes to cash back, we looked at the BMO World Elite card. That was one that had one of the best earn rates when it came to credit cards. So, And again, the Scene Visa, if you're a student, if you want a no-fee card, that collects you a lot of points. But again, it's very specific, right? They're movie points. You can really only spend those points on movies and restaurants. So if you don't do that, that card doesn't work. So it all comes back to research, right?
Okay, so let's talk about each of those. You covered a lot of ground there. So cash back, what is the greatest amount of rebate can you get on your credit cards when you spend money?
Yeah, so the best cashback cards right now, and the BMO World Elite is one, MBNA World Elite is another one, offer you 2% flat cashback rewards rates. And that's one of the best you can get right now. Although some cards offer even better rewards rates when it comes to cashback, you can go all the way up to 3 or 4%. But these cards operate slightly differently. They'll ask you to choose a category, groceries, maybe gas, pharmaceuticals. One particular category you have to pick to get that higher earn rate, and everything you buy in that category will get you, 3 or 4%. The Scotiabank Infinite Momentum Visa is an example of a card like that asks you to choose a category and you get a higher earn rate back.
Let's talk about rewards points. Is it specifically where you, for example, have, let's say, 10,000 points? Do you have to go to their catalog? Is that when you describe rewards points? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. So when you get a sign-up bonus, let's say it's with Scotiabank or American Express, oftentimes they will have a catalog, whether it's travel rewards or electronics like TVs. That's where you go and spend your points with that particular brand. Some other credit card companies offer sign-up bonuses, which are essentially can be converted to cash. And there are a lot of consumers obviously who would prefer that than being tied down to a particular category. But there's a lot of flexibility here, as you can see, there's sort of a lot of options out there, and I would advise anyone looking for a credit card, just head on the internet. There's so many ways to compare credit cards out there, and in this digital age, it's been made so simplified.
Yeah, I know that's the takeaway from you guys at lowestrates.ca is do your homework, because there are a lot of options depending on what interests you. All right, let's talk about carrying the balance. A lot of people are doing that. We know we have household debt at record levels right now. If you do have to carry a credit card debt, I know that's something you don't recommend, but is there one that you choose over others? Can you negotiate? What's the advice?
Yeah, so I'll start by saying there's a particular category of credit cards that you should immediately look at if you're carrying a balance, and that's low balance transfer cards. You can move a balance to one of these credit cards. Oftentimes you pay a fee. 1% is quite common of your balance. And then you are essentially offered a lower interest rate. So the standard credit card interest rate is extremely high, 19.99%. And that can really crush you with debt, right? So these low balance transfer cards say, hey, pay a small fee, transfer it to this card, and for instance, the MBNA Platinum Plus card, that will allow you to carry a credit card balance for 12 months at 0%. And that can be a lifesaver for anyone, carrying a large debt. And again, there are more options in this category, and I advise anyone carrying credit card debt to get out there and explore the options.
What is that credit, what did you say it was, the credit card?
Oh, yeah, the MBNA Platinum Plus credit card.
I don't know that one. What is that, a bank? What is that?
Yeah, so MBNA is owned by TD, and it's a pure credit card company. They offer a variety of credit cards, and again, rewards, travel back, and this is their low balance transfer option.
And after 12 months, does it kick in back at 19%?
Yes, I actually believe it's a little higher than 19%.
Ah.
So it's really important to pay off your credit card debt in that 12 months and to explore alternative options if you do have a large balance and you're not able to pay it off in that time frame.
That is the short-term solution, don't use it as a long-term solution. And more importantly, once you've paid your balance down on the other card, don't start racking up the costs again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Which, speaking as someone who has done that in the past, I can tell you it's a pain. It just makes the pain greater to deal with later on. Let's talk if we can about Yassine Visa specifically here, because you know with the agreement they have now with the movie theaters, of course, Cineplex, it seems to be quite attractive. Is it worth it in the long run to get free movies?
Yeah, we actually named Yassine Visa the best no fee credit card. And this is such a great option for students or young people or you know what, anyone who, if you love movies, then this card is absolutely the one to get. It has one of the best earn rates in terms of the value of the rewards you get back. Again, that can only be translated to movies and restaurants. So if you don't like that stuff, this card isn't going to work for you. But if you love watching movies, going to restaurants, and it's specific restaurants within a specific chain, but it's such a great card in terms of the rewards you earn, and there's no fee on it. $0 to carry it.
Amazing. There you have it. Good information from the people who have crunched the numbers for you, literally. John Schmoll is with lowestrates.ca. Thanks for your insight, John.
Thank you, Leslie.
Cheers. Just a reminder to you, listen.